Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Now sing it to your neighbor. Let's welcome Redeemed to sing. Please be seated. It's our own church.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh,
You can add a shout. Clap your hands for redeemed. Stand to your feet and lift your two hands. And ask the Lord to speak to you today.
Oh, yes. Speak to me, Lord.
Pray, tell the Lord, Father, speak to me today.
Father, speak to me. Mazuri bo sheve kesuni ma. Leva shu kefe suni mevre kesu vedis.
Speak to me.
Plevini mona. Vesini mo kesuni ma. Speak to me, Lord.
Father, we thank you.
Oh, yes.
For the beautiful blessing. Your goodness, your kindness,
Jesus,
your blessing. Thank you for church.
Yes.
Church. Lift your hands and thank God for church.
Oh, we
church.
Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord.
Church.
Yes.
Church. Church. Thank God that you have a church. You belong to a family.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
You belong to a family.
Thank you, Father.
You belong to a family. You belong to a family. You belong to a family. Beautiful church. Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Let your will be done.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I want to also welcome those who are watching the service. You're not watching the service, but you've joined the service online. And it's a good thing you are doing. Listen carefully to God's word as it comes to you. Something will change in your life. Nobody contacts God's word and remains the same. So I'm expecting God to bless you today. I'm expecting Him to change your life today. Clap your hands for Jesus. Today, you know, I started a series last night. You know, you are the third or fourth service. And it's a very important message that I feel I need to share with you. You'll be surprised that you don't have this information, even though you are a pastor, even though you've been to church for many years, because you don't know everything. Yeah. He keeps revealing. God's revelation is progressive. That is why it won't help you to come to God's word with arrogance. Well, I read John 3:16. I even wrote 4 articles. I've written 2 books on John 3:16. Now, God's word is very deep. Very deep. You know, what you know is very superficial. And so today, I want to help you. Because, you see, many of you are struggling. I see. Lady pastors are struggling. I've seen bishops who are struggling. A bishop. As for ordinary church members, I don't add you because you are already bumped off. Is that? Lady Pastor Sheila, please come to the front. Please come. Let's clap our hands. It's our Lady Pastor in Madrid, Spain. clap, or maybe a visa may jump into your passport one of these days. Yes. Please come. Come and sit here. It's my brother's wife, not my wife also. Yes. Stop thinking useless. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Ask the person. What's wrong with you? Always thinking. So I was saying something. How many of you want to go to Spain? Yeah. You go to the Real Madrid Stadium. Yeah. Barcelona. Yes, Barcelona. Yes. But I think you're in Barcelona or Madrid. I was just moved to Madrid, but you're originally in Barcelona, yes. Yeah. I sent someone to her for honeymoon. That's, oh yes, yes. I said go to Spain for honeymoon. Yeah. And they sent me pictures of Sagrada Familia. Do you know Sagrada? Agrada. Please give me water. Give me water though. Hurry up, I need to preach. Foolish girl. Agrada. Are you happy to be in church? Oh, your church member. I'm asking that. I said somebody went to Sagrada Familia. I said, do you know Sagrada Familia? I said, Agrada. I think you should also go and pound her later for me. Give him the water. She's in his diocese. Please take the water and go and pound her. Go and pour small. Yes. Pound her small. What nonsense is that? Sunday morning we are in church, we are saying Agrada. I want to pound her again. You are lucky you have a good pastor who is pleading for mercy for you. Nonsense. So I was saying something. Agrada came in. I sent someone to go for honeymoon. But see, the point, I was preaching. Oh. Yes. I was preaching and you... I'm still preaching. Yeah. Okay. So I said, I've seen that many of you are struggling. Ordinary Christians can't find their way in their Christian life. A lot of you are lost. You are just doing church thing as a church thing. You are just playing church. Yes. But per se, spirituality. God is in my life. I have stopped this because of God. I am doing this because of God. It's not your language. No. I've moved on from singing. I'm now a basenta leader because God wants me to go deeper. No. A lot of us from the left here to my... Is this left? This is my right. This left. Okay. I just left. From left. this is right. Okay. Yeah. Most of you here are just playing Christianity. That Galatians 2:20 life. Put it up. The life which I now live in the flesh. I live by this life. Many of you are not living this life. Many of you are not living this life. You've just reduced Christianity and your relationship with God to just attending church on Sunday. Yeah. And you can tell how lost you are, your lostness, by the fact that you only relate with God's house once a week. And God's people once a week. After church, you are going to your real life. Real life. Oh. Many are just not. Many Christian lives are not just working. You know. But today, I want to help you to come out of that dead Christianity. Yeah. There is a depth of spirituality. I was telling the church last night. There's both a depth of spirituality and a depth of spirituality. Depth, as in dead. D-E-A-D. There's a depth. A lot of us, what is left of us is just a carnal, secular, worldly person sitting here with very little, very, if at all, just a drop, 1/20th of a drop of spirituality. It's dead. Our spiritual life is dead. So there's called, what we call a death of spirituality. And then there's also a death. D-E-A-R-T-H. A death. An extreme lack. Scarcity of spirituality. A lot of us here, if we are to die right now, you are going to hell. Are going to hell. Now, let me just end the message by informing you that, you see, the reason why we are perishing. Oh, I'm preaching already. Oh, okay. Death is a noun. A scarcity or lack of something. Death. There's a death of morality. Morality in society. There's a death of kindness. There's a death of spirituality. It's scarce. Now, the reason is that most of us here have no vision. Yes, sir. No vision. Proverbs 29, verse 18. That's all. Anywhere people are without a vision, you discover the next thing is that they are perishing. I think it's a very short message today. I'm just ending. I'm telling you, when you have nothing to see, you see, a vision is something you see ahead of you. A vision is not what you are doing now. A vision is something ahead of you. No matter what you are doing right now, if there is no something, if there's nothing ahead of you that you are trying to be or to become or to do, and all your life is what you are doing now, you will perish. Perish. An experiment was made. They put mice. It depends on the school. They put mice, same stock, same everything, into different buckets. And one of the buckets, they covered it with a black cellophane, or they sealed it. Oh, sorry, I forgot to say, they put the mice in water. And they covered it. One bucket was covered. So it was black in. And then there's another one, similar, everything, water, similar, everything. But they pierced a small hole at the top. Pinhole. To allow a ray of light. And there were two other buckets with bigger apertures, bigger holes. And they left them. After a while, they came back and they noticed that the mice which were in the bucket without any light, totally covered, they had died. And the one with a little spot of light was struggling to make it. And the one with a bigger aperture, more light, was happy. Was alive. And the one with the largest amount of light was bobbing up, and there was buoyant, moving up to come out. And the conclusion was that all you need to keep yourself alive, no matter what you are in, is a little light ahead of you that you can see that there's hope somewhere. When you are living a life and there's no hope, you die. As many of us have died. Because you need a vision. I've been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. It's been 40 years. From day one, the person who took me to church gave me a vision. She gave me a vision. Many of you are here without a vision. And those of you who have a vision have the wrong vision. Wrong vision. No vision or wrong vision is the same as no vision. My dear friends, today I want to help you by telling you that Jesus Christ, when he saved you, did not just save you to put you in a church. You see how you are in the church? He didn't just save you to put you in a church. A church, it's a very special place. A church is a very special place. A church is not a place where just anybody is admitted. Real church. It's not for everybody. You don't struggle with people who don't want to be in church. Psalm 65 and verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. I don't know if they can color, if this computer can color. But if there's a color, you can give it a color. That he may dwell in thy courts. That's the biggest sentence in this verse for today. The top. That he may dwell in thy courts. Are you aware we are in the courts of God? Yes. I've been dwelling here for 40 years. 40 years of my life. You'll be there, baby. You'll be there. Ah, it's there. You don't even need to underline it. Just remove the line under it. It's too busy on our eyes. That he may dwell. So the people who dwell in the courts, they are chosen. Baby girl,
Hear me well. Believe me.
The people who dwell. You see, first of all, you are chosen. You are caused to approach. And then you dwell. The people who eventually dwell in the courts are people who have been selected. A church is not a public place. Any ragamuffin can come and sit in the church. I'm teaching. Just listen to the teaching. A church is not a place you just bring any ragamuffin. No. A church. Listen, I'm teaching you in English. A church. People are chosen. And I'm happy that this morning I am preaching to the church. It's a special group. And some of you should not be here. Some of you should not be here. A church is not a place just anybody comes to sit in. You are chosen. That is actually why we have the word church. Yes. A church, the Greek word is ecclesia. Ecclesia. Sorry for teaching you Greek. Because even the English, you are struggling with the English. And I'm not bringing Greek. But I need to make a point. Because a lot of the English words, you see, the English language is not the original language the Bible was written in. The original word is ecclesia. And ecclesia is not just church with church building. It's called out ones. You are in your family. That's ecclesia. Ecclesia is not for everybody in your family. You call out two sisters. That is, you see, when you, like Jesus said, I will build my church. You see, a church is built. And when you are building something, you choose materials. It's not any type of sand you use to build any type of house. It's not any type of iron rods you choose to build any type of house. Based on what you are building, you choose the type of iron rod. You choose the type of cement. Is there? I will build my church. We were building a church. That's why we chose these styles. You won't come to my house and see these styles there. Depending on what we are doing, we choose these styles. They are far nicer tiles than these humdrum looking tiles. But we are building a church. So when you are building something, you select materials. When you are building a church, you select the people who are in the church. It's not just open to any devil. Any unbeliever comes to sit in the church, and because it's a church, you just sit in the church. Many of you should be driven out of the church. I'm preaching. You don't have to be here. Get out of here. Get out of here. Have you not built a house? Did you even blocks? The blocks. Are there no special types of blocks you choose? The house with sliding windows. Not everybody wants to use a sliding window in his house. Because when you use sliding windows, it means that half of the window is gone. Unless you are using, you got money like this lawyer with air conditioners everywhere. Or some of us, Charlie, we use sunlight. So we ain't got no business with no sliding windows. So with the sea breeze, we ain't got no business with no sliding windows. But this man, for instance, his house everywhere is sliding because it's air conditioned. The entire house is air conditioned. As you see him like that. I don't know. I was told that only 70 people are attentive. 70. Who are the 70? Are you listening? Or I should stop preaching, you see. It's a useless message. Yeah. You'll be a pastor one day also. So listen to me. I'm telling you that a church is not a place where you just bring anybody. It's not a place we are. It's like we are making numbers. So we are gathering everybody here. You bring them. But to dwell. God qualifies the called, but he also calls the qualified. You don't qualify yourself, you'll be driven out. He calls the qualified. Today, I want to explain to you why it is difficult for you to be spiritual. Your life is just rigmaroling and circling things, just up and down. Just, many of you are engaged in a simple harmonic motion. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, it's a simple harmonic motion. Very simple motion. You see, your life, if somebody wants to kill you, he will know how to kill you. If he can't choose any day and all he has is Sunday, he'll know how to kill you. Because your life is just simple. Pendulum. Same movement. Same. Church. Home. Church. Home. Home. Church. 3 o'clock. 8:30 church. 3 o'clock home. Fufu. Chicken light soup. Simple. Say simple. Simple. That's how a pendulum. But there are movements like the movement of the wind. It's not a simple harmonic motion. Like my movement is not a simple harmonic motion in the church. My dear friend, today I prefer that you sit down. I want to say something. A church is not for everybody. And the reason why we are in the church and we are struggling to be in the church is that we are not carrying the vision everybody must have. There's only one vision everybody must have. And the vision is exactly what Jesus, you know, can you take the earpods from your ears? Thank you. Thank you. I respect you. Thank you. God bless you. Listen carefully. That's an airport. It's airport. Oh. We were born in the 40s. It works. It still works, eh? God has a mind for you. He has a plan for you. He has a vision for you. You see, nobody doing something important does it alone. Anyone you know who is doing something important, the first thing he does and continues to do is to be mobilizing people to do exactly what he does. You see that on our university campuses are little boys and girls who have been mobilized by drug dealers vacations, they are going to Morocco, they are flying to London. But you see, all of them are exactly like the boss himself. No one does anything important alone. That's why when Jesus came, immediately he chose 12. By the time he died, at least we know of 500 disciples. 500. Which means that 3 years, as he was ministering, he was still raising disciples. It's not just the 12 he raised at the beginning. As he was ministering, he was still raising disciples. But by the end, he had 500. 500 who were just like him. In Acts, when they saw Peter and John, that they were unlearned, they took note of them, that they had been with Jesus. They were just like Jesus. The people Jesus chose were just like him. They were just like him. They dressed like him. They look like him so much that for Judas to be able to betray him in Gethsemane, he had to kiss one. He said, "The one I kiss," because you can't just make out Jesus among them. He's not wearing gold rings and some nice shoes, and the rest are wearing chalewate. You could not make Jesus out of them. Said, "The one I kiss is the one." Just like them. Ladies and gentlemen, after he died, he is still the savior of the world. And what is he doing? Your answer is right. Your answer is right. Your answer is right. He is still looking for people just like him. Who is Jesus? He wasn't a shepherd. He said, "I'm the good shepherd." But that one is a later something. It's just a side attraction. Jesus wasn't an apostle. The Bible calls him the apostle of our faith. The original Jesus. Luke 2:11. Original Jesus. He's not a pastor. He's not a shepherd. "For unto you is born this day." I'm preaching. I'm talking to you. Today is the first day. I am dropping a vision into your hands. "Unto you is born this day in the city of David." What? A prophet. An evangelist. A savior. A savior. Jesus Christ is originally a savior. Ah. Hey. Forget about this vision to be a pastor. Today we are in church looking for appointments. When will I be an LP? One mother met me somewhere and said, "My daughter has been in this church for 20 something years. When will she be an LP?" We met in the eastern region. The daughter is abroad. Anybody who wants to be a pastor has chosen the wrong vision. Drop that nonsense and get to the original vision for your life. I have some men marry only to discover that the woman they have married is a man. Don't be too consumed with a passion to get a wife. Look for a woman first. And be convinced that she's a woman. I'm preaching, baby girl. Preaching. We get a woman, then first, then you marry a wife. Yesterday, a very important woman died in the UK, Dame Edna. 2 days ago or so, 89 years. That's a man. It's a man. You see, the person is coming with hips and hair and so. You take her into your room before you know it, you are holding things I can't say in English. I can only say it in G. People are sending me text messages. Am I part of the lady pastors you are ordaining? I've been doing IPTV for 5 years. When am I getting my pastoral appointment? I hear people are being appointed in 2 weeks' time. Am I part of those being appointed? My dear friend, stop that having nonsense vision. And today, I'm giving you the original vision everybody must have before you are a pastor, before you are a bishop. A cow gives birth to cows. An elephant gives birth to lions. Gives birth to what? Cat. Elephant gives birth to what? Really? A snake gives birth to lizards. Gives birth to what? So if a savior is giving birth to you and I, what do you think you and I will be? I'm asking a question in English. Jesus ain't no pastor. He ain't no good shepherd. These are titles he collected as he was going. His original, Matthew 1:21. Put it up. And they, she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall make married women pregnant. He shall give believers money to become rich. For he shall build churches. No. Never do anything without having built the proper foundation under. Luke 6:49, you can build, it's like a man that without a foundation built an house. Don't allow anyone to make you a pastor when you are not first of all a savior. It's a saviors we appoint as pastors. A saviors, this guy sitting behind the keyboard should be actually a savior. I'm preaching. I don't like what I'm doing. I've ended the message. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe. I don't like it. Preach. Preach.
What a word. We want to be Love shall preach.
We are not here looking for wives. We are not here looking for pastoral appointment. Are you a pastor? When are you going to be appointed a pastor?
I'm single.
Listen to me. Anybody here who doesn't have a vision to be a savior? A savior. Should reject any appointment. Reject it. Everything in this building and in that building, in those buildings, must be done by saviors. Anybody here who has no interest in saving a soul, you are in the wrong place. This is not the place to be. If you are here and the topic of salvation is something you are allergic to, you are in the wrong place. And you can be here and be the wrong man among us.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned. Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page. This and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
Jesus told a story of a rich man who made a great banquet. The original people didn't come. So he sent his servants to go out and gather many. They went out to the highways. I'm preaching Bible. And gathered together all, as many as they found. Both good. It's too much. It's too much. I want to end this. The feeling is too strong. If I don't control myself, I may not. I'm going to take over the message.
You came for this. This is the right message. Love it.
The church, not everybody is good like this woman. Even some of your faces, when I see you, you even as a born again Christian, you look like one of those, one of them girls, one of them chicks. Now, please, I want democracy in the church. How many of you feel that I should continue preaching? Oh, I should have asked the right question. How many of you feel I should end now because the sun is up? We need to go home. Listen to me. The people he gathered, some were good and some were bad. How many of you know that you are bad? And somebody is raising their legs. Is that both bad? This is Jesus. If you have a good Bible, it's red. And the wedding was furnished with guests. Look, we are not in the church looking for good or bad people. Oh. I'm telling you, no matter what you do, there's badness in you. But God has a plan. I said, God has a plan. Not everybody here is from Wesley Girls. They are the good ones. There are girls from Hot Cars. There are girls from Holy Child. There are girls from a friend is saying, Benkum Secondary. Grimeto, there's Grimeto here. You even UCC, right? There are people here. UCC. Even UCC, they are here. I've seen a girl at the back. She's from Nidros. New Drobo Secondary School. Nidros. She's there, at the back there. New Drobo. I'm telling you, maybe, see, you don't live in Ghana. Not everybody here is from Wesley Girls. I have slept in Nidros before. Yes, crusade, yes. We slept. But you know with us? Oh, really? New Drobo Secondary. We slept there. Our tracks, we were there. New Drobo Secondary School. New Drobo Secondary School. Nidros. Then there's a Royal New Drobo. That one I cannot continue. Look, there may be a bad girl sitting by you right there. It's possible there's a bad girl sitting by you now. And don't be deceived by her wedding ring. She's married, but she's a bad girl. Oh. It's a wedding ring. I said, what? What is wedding ring? What is wedding ring? What's wedding ring? Don't go near some girls. In spite of the wedding ring, you will see something you don't want to see. I said the man, the original church is made up of good people and bad people. We don't have any problem with that. It's no problem. You are bad, God loves you. You are good, you are deceiving yourself. All these Wesley girls, they are all deceived. Oh. Look at them. We are good. We are the type. We are the, we are that. We are that, that, that. We are just that. And we are the girl. We are the people. We are the, yeah. When they are lawyers. It's worse when they are lawyers. It's worse. And in this church, we have two of them. This small church, we have two of them. And the worst ones are Wesley Girls doctors. Hey, chale, chale, chale. They don't bend, they don't bow. The doctors. Hey, Wesley Girls doctors. If you find one, bring her to me to examine first before you. I was saying something. You people are not allowing me to preach. You see, I'm saying that the man. Should I continue preaching or should I end now? As you continue, Wesley Girls. You see them sitting in the church, fanning themselves as if they are some correct girl. You don't have any idea what they are capable of doing. I'm preaching. I said, the wedding was furnished. Not with tables and chairs, but with guests. Can I continue reading? Can I continue reading? Verse 11. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw there among the guests a man which had not a wedding. Thank you. saw somebody. There were we smokers there. Mommy, I'm pretty, man. You don't have any way. Too much. Apparently, everybody had to wear a wedding garment. Apparently. And as the king arrived in his kingly regalia, and they were waving and clapping and shouting, he noticed one. Sir, come. No, not you, behind you. What? What is this? How did you end up with GTP? When we are wearing white long sleeves like this. No, the king stopped. He couldn't believe it. Some of you, if Jesus finds you in the church, he will stop. He won't believe it that you are in the church. He saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. So he said to him, friend. So most of the time, when they are about to sack you, they call you friend. Yes. Don't be deceived when an important person calls you friend. He's not preparing the way for some punishment. He said, friend. How camest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Go back to verse 11. When the king came, can we have the amplified version? But when the king came in to see the dinner guests, he saw a man there who was not, I'm preaching on a Sunday morning, who was not dressed appropriately. There is a dress you must wear. He was not dressed appropriately in wedding clothes. Verse 12. Everybody look at verse 12. Everyone look. And he said, friend, how did you come in here without wearing the wedding clothes, into brackets, that were provided for you? So you are not wearing it, not because you didn't have it. Everybody is giving it at the gates. You have chosen not to wear yours. I'm preaching. Everybody is giving a wedding dress. Yes, we saw you smoking weed. We invited you. We saw you drinking in the drinking bar. We knew how you were looking. We knew what you were wearing. But we invited you. And because we knew that it was an important, it was an ecclesia. It was a special meeting with special people. And what made them special was the dress they were wearing. Not because they were good or they were bad. There is a garment. Oh, I forgot to end the story. Verse 13. The king said to the attendants, tie him. So as I'm saying that, you can be healed, but you can be tied. God can release demons to tie you. You suddenly get deeply in love with a boy with HIV. Tie him hand and foot and throw him into the darkness outside. In that place, there will be weeping over sorrow and pain and grinding of teeth over distress and anger. You see, you grind your teeth not because you are in pain. The original King James is gnashing of teeth. You grind your teeth because you have regretted. I should have worn this dress. Some of you are here. You are not wearing the dress you must wear. That's a dress. Can you kindly, with all due respect, can you please ask her, are you wearing the dress? Where's your dress? I can see that you are wearing a Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Fenerbahce dress. But is it a wedding dress? Anybody here? I'm now informing you as I end. Proverbs 11 verse 30. Eleven, King James, verse 30. King James. Look, there is a dress. This is the dress. This is not the dress. In the church, what qualifies you to sit here and eat dinner with us is that he that winneth souls. When you clap, you take some seconds from the preaching. The dress you must wear is a dress of a soul winner. And that is a wedding dress. It's for marriage, because the Hebrew word from which you get win it, to win souls, the Hebrew word is to take in marriage. Check for me. Find it for me. The Hebrew word from which we get the English word win it. It's not like you've won a match or you've won a game. That word, actually, to win a soul, is just like marrying a soul. You must have a wedding dress. Lakak. What's the meaning of that word, win it?
To take in the hand.
To take in the hand.
To take and carry along.
To take and carry along.
To take to.
To take to.
Procure.
To procure.
To take possession of.
To take possession of.
To select.
To select.
To choose.
To choose.
To take in marriage.
To take in marriage. Like how you met a girl in town and you were able to do things systematically till the girl is now living in your house with her parents' permission. That is it. You talk to her. You buy her chocolates. You visit her. You call her. Then one day you carry, as I cement, cloth and drinks and soap, sewing machine with your auntie, umbrella. And then you go to a house and the father receives it. Then the 2 days later you do wedding. that you bring the girl to live here, that thing is how you also win a soul. You cannot say you won a soul and you don't know the soul's parents. You can't say you've won a soul and you don't know the soul's brothers and sisters. The relationship is deep and wide. It's marriage. It's called the garment of the wedding dress. The girl who led me to Christ, she should have married me. Because how she ended up putting me in the things she did. When it was time for me to marry, I didn't know anybody else I could marry. So I ended up marrying her. But the things she did is only marriage without sex. She knew my mother. She knew my siblings. She knew their birthdays when I didn't know my siblings' birthdays. Long before. A savior doesn't just die on a cross. He preaches to you. He prays for you. He sacrifices to you. He sends people to you. He makes moves for you. And he's constantly sitting by the side of God, praying and making intercessions for you. That's a savior. And anybody here, I can see your yellow. I can see your black. But anybody here who doesn't wear a wedding dress, only time will tell. You'll be carried out of here. When we make you a lady pastor, we are assuming that you are already wearing a wedding dress under. It's my assumption that this girl has a wedding dress. That's why we give her the yellow. But if she has not worn a wedding dress to marry souls, to move them from drinking bars to become singers in the church. Anybody sitting here who doesn't have that title? You see, because a savior gives birth to saviors. Right. That's why Obadiah prophesied that saviors, and look at this very well, a small s. Look at this very well. To remind you that there's a difference between a father and a son. Jesus is the big S. You are the small S. Tell your neighbor, I'm the small S. Say, I'm the small S. Saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church. And the church must be filled with only saviors. Not saviors and cameramen and guitarists and drummers and video men. As he's playing the keyboard, the assumption is that he's a savior. Oppo man, turn around. Don't turn with the camera. Come here. Come and stand here. Leave it, la. Come. When was the last time you won a soul and brought the soul to church? And the soul is sitting here.
Last week.
And the soul is here.
Please no.
Then you've not won a soul. When was the last time you won a soul and brought the soul to church? And the person is here. And still here. In other words, who here is here because of you? Then you deserve to be thrown out. Hand and foot. When I give you the camera. Hey! Come here. Yes, it's true. He loves the camera. But if this building collapses now and we all die, this guy is descending to hell. Because he's not properly attired. Listen to me. I'm not joking. It's assumed that you are wearing a wedding garment under your dress. I'm here to train singers. This is not a music school. It's an ecclesia. And the only dress we need from you is a wedding dress, not a pastor's dress. A pastor, I have to make you a pastor. I have to ordain you as a lady reverend. I have to appoint you as a percentile leader. Thank God that you don't need me to be a savior. It's that you make yourself. Make yourself. And how do you make yourself? How do you make yourself a savior of men? How? Wear the dress. Everybody sitting here, look at your right hand. Everybody, look at your right hand. Your right, by your side, your side, your side, your side, your side. There's a wedding dress lying there. Everybody has one. You have chosen not to wear yours. And these are the words of Jesus. When the master came, the king came, he picked one. He said, you are not wearing the dress? How? When we sold it for you, we provided it. When you go to win a soul, you have not died for anyone. Somebody has died. It's somebody's life. Just go and tell the person. Go and tell the story. I prophesied initially this year, the first Sunday. I said, expect some members of this church to be removed from this church. Yeah. I'm repeating it in the middle of the year. Already is happening. Anybody here with any agenda apart from the agenda to be a savior, something will remove you. Anybody here with an agenda to be a pastor, you want appointment, you want consecration, you want an exam, you want to write, they should make you something, and you don't have an agenda to go out there and marry souls, to take into marriage, to lakak, to win souls. You've not won a soul. When we see dancing stars, we are assuming that they are all saviors. That's assumption. That's how we are bold enough to say, come and dance. We are assuming that you win souls. That's our assumption. But if we are wrong, and the only garment on your body is a dancing star's garment, you will be tied hand and foot and cast out. Anybody, security, car park, whatever, usher, downloading, whatever you are, lady pastor, abscess. Today I'm informing you. Better make yourselves saviors of men. This church, we didn't, listen, don't clap. We didn't build this church for singers. We didn't build this church for singers. A church is not for singers. But I mean, are you listening to me? Yeah, you are a good, you are a world-class singer. We didn't build this church for singers. We didn't build this church for pastors. We didn't build this church to appoint pastor. When we appoint a pastor, we are appointing based on the assumption that he is a soul winner. He's a savior of men. How many souls have you brought into the church? We can count how many good songs you've sung. We know it. How many souls have you are sitting here because of you? That's why the word is win it. Winning is like marrying. You can't say, I can't say I've married you, but just by proposing to you. Just by going to tell somebody about Christ, it's not soul winning. You begin to make moves. A series of activities culminating in the establishment of the soul in the house of God. Then you have won him. That's why as soon as we bring a soul to the church, we make sure we follow the person up and get the person to join a group, to do something, to engage the person. Then we've won. So, what's the last time you won a soul? Is there anybody sitting here that you brought to church? Get up. When I buy a key, I carry this keyboard myself. International airport, I was carrying it personally. When I was bringing it, I was bringing it with the assumption that I'm bringing the keyboard to a soul winner, a savior of men. If I was deceiving myself, I thank you. But something will bind you hand and foot. You're looking at me? It's not a joke. It's not a joke. It's the absence of the vision. Everybody wants to play the keyboard. Because when you are playing, the girls look at you. I had a meeting one day, and I called him to the front to come and say something. Just calling him to stand in front, the girls were dying. This church, they were sitting here. Front row, they were here. When you are a savior of men, it will make you pray.
Okay.
But if I see this girl and I want to marry her, it will make me work to get money.
That's right. Very true.
I have to get money. If I don't talk to my mother, I must talk to her because she is going to lead the engagement. So you do things you would never have done just because you found somebody you want to marry. Better arrange your life. We are tired of lady pastors. I said, we are tired of reverends. We are sick and tired of bishops. We are tired of lady pastors. It's time. I said, it's time. No wonder. No, look at the church. Look at the church we are in. Barren and dry. See, a bus center leader has 5 members for 2 years because he's been appointed a pastor, but he is not a savior of men. He has no vision. The vision to save men will lead you to pray. Oh, of course. Anybody working with converts must be a prayerful person because you will get to know that nothing you will do will bring your soul except the Lord has entered the chest and touched the heart. You are wasting your time with the verses, visitation. If you want, if you're not careful, you will even sleep with a girl. If you are a savior of men, you will love God. You will pay your tithes. You will pay your tithes. Anybody who is saving men and bringing men and women to the church will pay the tithe because he knows that the tithe will be used to make the church nicer. He would want to bring people into a nicer church. You know why you've not read your Bible the whole of this week? Because you are not ministering to anybody. A savior of men teaches men. Can you imagine engaging a girl you don't talk to? It doesn't exist. Because you are going to talk to the soul, you read your Bible. That's why you don't read your Bible. You don't have your quiet time. Because there's no vision. Your vision is not to be a savior of men. Your vision is to be a pastor. So as soon as we appoint you, you just go to bed. 95% of pastors after appointment don't bear fruit again. 95. I don't know how many churches in Accra can say they are growing through outreaches, persistent and consistent. People just want appointments. Ordain me, appoint me, make me a shepherd. What you don't know is that the first and important garment, after your weed smoking garment, after what? Your weed smoking garment, after your fornication and adultery and homosexuality garment, the next garment you wear, it's not a pastor's garment. It's a soul winner's garment. It's a wedding garment. And I pray that you wear your wedding garment and go out there marrying them and putting them in the house of God. Go and bring them. He said, go and find them. Win the lost at any cost. Go. Men are crying. Souls. Sing the song for me. Win the lost at any cost. That's a song. At any cost. Sir, I'm hoping that you are wearing a wedding garment under this dress. I'm hoping. As we look all around, go to the stage and sing the song well. Clap your hands for Bishop Kobe.
As we look all around us, we see all of the fields are wine. There are
husband and wife
to have
a go and stand by him and sing the song. Go and stand by him. I said, go and stand by him and sing the song. Don't waste my time.
Souls are crying. There are men out there dying. Won't you lead them to the cross? Go out and find them. Please help to win.
Souls are crying. Men are dying. Won't you lead them to the cross? You don't need an appointment. It's a pastor I have to appoint you to be. A savior, you make yourself. Make yourself.
Won't you lead them to
go and find them? Please help to win them. Follow his timing. He's playing the timing. If you were a soul winner, you would know that there's timing. Timing in singing. Clap your hands for husband and wife. Announcement. Some of you are going to soon be bound hand and foot and thrown out of the church. It's a prophecy you should mark somewhere. Whether you are a bishop or a reverend or a pastor, the church doesn't need pastors. In fact, in the church, the people I know who are working hard have not even been appointed pastors. I'm the pastor here. I know it. If I open the Excel sheet of leaders and their fruitfulness, the people who are bearing fruit in this church are not pastors. Don't be here looking to be made a pastor. Make yourself a savior of men. Otherwise, you will be carried out of here. A problem, a sickness, a disease, an issue, a good thing, a bad thing, something, a promotion, a transfer, something will remove you from the church. Because I didn't tell you everything. The church is an ecclesia. It's not for everybody. You are selected. It's called out. So in your class, you are 40, then they take 2. Your family, you are 5, they take the younger one. Ecclesia. Ecclesia. Called out. Ek. Out. Ecclesia. Out. Come out of your family. Come out from your friends. Come out of your age group. That's how we form the church. You see in the Bible, the word ecclesia, it's not only used for church. You read in Acts 19. The first time you see it in Acts, it is being used to describe the assembly like a parliament. They met in the amphitheater and they tried Gaius and Aristarchus. They arrested them and there was commotion in the town. And the Bible says, for the assembly was confused. This is not the church. This is not the church. This is a town hall. But it was an assembly of like parliamentarians or there's a word I can't find. Like senators, representatives, they vote and they select. So they meet. And that is when you see the word assembly. For the assembly. This is not a church. And this word, the Greek is ecclesia. The Greek word for this word is ecclesia. The same word used for church. Anybody in the church who is not wearing a wedding dress, you are in the wrong place. And it's just a matter of time. Everybody should be able to point to somebody you brought to church. This girl, I brought her to church. This boy, I brought him. This girl, I brought 4. Those 2 boys, I brought them. And I'm making sure that they are going to be shepherds. I'm helping them. I'm praying with them as I win more souls. That is how a church is built. A church is built by people deliberately choosing out. When Christ said, I will build my church, he meant I will select people. Psalm 65 verse 4. It is my prayer that you will not be in the church. Are you the apostle? When's the last time you won a soul? Come here. Take the bag and come. Take the bag and come. Give me the microphone. Climb up the stage, the steps, and turn and face the church. What do you do in the church?
I'm an apostle.
How many souls have you won? Have you saved? And are sitting here? Call them out. Emilia, Mensah, call their names out. Please don't waste my time. Mention their names. Mention their names. So, you are in the church doing what? What do you do in the church? Speak in the microphone. What do you do in the church?
I'm an apostle.
Yes. The assumption is that under this airport star dress is a soul winner's garment. So, if all you are wearing is this dress, then you are in the wrong place. You should be thrown out and something will come for you. Something will come for you. The assumption is that as we need people to take offerings. Oh, yes. She's playing an important role. But if she's not already a savior, then she's a thief. She's the wrong person. It's when you are in your house and you enter a room and you see somebody who shouldn't be there. Is that not a thief? He may not be holding your bag or your suitcase, but once you are the wrong person in the house, sitting, even if you are sitting down and you are even praying, we are killing you. How did he get in here? Jesus said, I am the door. All that came in some other way are thieves and robbers. You don't need to steal to be a thief. All you need to be is somebody who is not supposed to be in a place, and you are there. You are a thief and a robber. Just by seeing you, I mean, if you see me in the night in your toilet, hey, Bishop, please, what's going on? Even if you are praying. No, think about it. You wake up in the night, you are praying, and you want to check if your son is sleeping. You chose the wrong bedroom to look into. When you opened, I was leaning down praying. Hey, where are you? You are a wrong person in the church. You are a wrong person. You are a wrong person. He's a wrong person. This guy should be a savior who is now doing camera work. This is a savior who is now wearing yellow. This is a savior who is now playing football. We are forming a football team. This is the captain of the team. We'll play on Fridays. Ask Odiba, are you wearing your garment? Are you wearing your wedding garment? Are you into weddings? Ask her in English. Ask her also. Don't mind the goggles, welder's goggles she's wearing. Ask her, are you into weddings? Ask your neighbor. Ask if the person says no, lift your hands, I'm coming there. Are you into weddings? He says no, you see. But from today, we are going to be wedding specialists, marriage specialists. I said, we are wearing our garments. I said, we are wearing. Saviors have a garment, they have a t-shirt, they have a dress. Wear your garments. Go out.
Won't you lead them to?
We are going to have a major outreach. As our prophet is celebrating his birthday, we celebrate it with souls. Souls. We marry them. We marry them. And we are making ourselves. I know you are a singer. I'm not a singer. You're not a singer. What are you in the church?
Please help to win them. Win the lost.
Stand up and lift your 2 hands. Don't clap. Lift your 2 hands. And tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be a savior. Help me to make myself a savior of men.
Oh, yes.
Interested in soul.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Make me a savior of men. Yes. Make me, Lord. Make me, Lord.
You are not wearing the right garments.
Oh, Jesus,
make me a soul winner.
Pray.
Please make me a savior of men, oh God.
Please help. Please help.
Make me. Oh God, make me a soul winner. Make me, Lord, Mashadaba, Lepatanimanaba, Lekapashonima.
Don't be happy that you are a reverend. Pastor,
make me, Lord,
Lady Reverend.
Transform us, O God. Make me, Lord, Makashonima.
When was the last time you served a soul? You served a soul.
My God, make us Lord, make us Lord. Make me a soul winner in the name of Jesus.
I'm now announcing that every Basenta is now also a soul winning club. That wears t-shirts and goes out on Saturday to win souls and brings them to church on Sunday. So lift your hands. Everybody, pray that you belong to a Basenta, number one. And you'll be now a part of the Soul Winners Club. SWC. The Soul Winners Club. If you are in your house on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, you are doing something wrong. You are raising your head. Find a Basenta and join. You are what, pastor? Find a Basenta and join. On Saturdays, the Soul Winners Club, they go out. Every Basenta has a Soul Winners Club. The minimum is 3 members. The 3 Basenta shepherds form the base. And they add 1 or 2 or 5. And every Saturday, they wear their t-shirt. We are going to design a t-shirt. Yes, it's a uniform. You are going to work. Till Jesus comes. Saturday afternoon, Soul Winners Club. Soul Winners Club. Soul Winners Club. Soul Winners Club. Lift your hands. Pray. Change my heart, oh God.
Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart. Oh yes, change our
make
heart.
Make it ever true.
Change my heart, oh God.
Yes, change God. My heart, oh God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Take it again as we close our service now. One go.
Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh
Jesus, the Savior. You are the Potter. Take it again, my dear. Do it.
Change my heart, oh God.
Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart. Change
make
my heart.
It ever
change my heart.
True.
Oh Jesus.
Change
the word and comment.
Jesus. Change
the word and comment.
Oh God.
Change my heart.
Change my heart.
The word and comment. You are not wearing one. You
are not worrying one.
Change my heart.
You are not worrying one.
Change my heart, oh God.
You are not worrying one. You are a singer. You are not wearing a wedding garment. You are an usher. You are not wearing a wedding garment. Wow. But you don't believe in Jesus. Something is going to tie your hands. Something is about to tie your legs. You wait and see. For the last time, change my heart, oh God. Take it again.
Change my heart, oh God. Change my heart.
We are not here looking for husbands. We are not here looking for wives. We are here looking for souls. Our joy is to see souls saved. Our joy is to see people raise their hands and give themselves to Jesus. Even angels who are in paradise. There's no greater joy than when they see one soul saved. Your hands, everybody, now as we close now. For the last time, sing it now.
Change my heart, oh God.
May I be like you.
May I be like you.
Every eye closed and every head bowed. Every eye closed and every head bowed. Today, you see, to be a savior of men, you must be saved yourself. Yes. He gets to the top. Who makes an attempt to pull others up? To be pulling somebody up means that you are at a higher ground. You can't be a savior of men when you are living in your sins. A savior of men is saved. You can't even give something you've not experienced. That's why another name is witness. You've experienced it, so you are a witness. You don't go about saving souls when you are an accursed unbeliever masquerading as a church member in the church. Every head bowed. I want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to be a savior of men. So I want to be saved today. I want to be saved today. I want to be saved today. Please pray for me. If you are here and you want me to pray for you to be saved, please lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, lift your hand high. I see your hand. Lift it higher, high, above your head. I see your hand. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be born again. I can't leave this service in my sins. I need the blood of Jesus to wash my sins. Lift your hand high. Lift it above your head. Above your head. Yes. I see your hand. Lift it high. And if your hand is up, I want you to come. Leave your seat and meet me here. Come here. I'm going to pray with you here. Come.
Change my heart, oh God.
Clap your hands for them. Clap your hands for her.
May I be like you.
Somebody else should join them. I don't know where you are, but God is calling you. I don't know who you are, but I'm giving you just 2 seconds. Just leave your seat and come and join them. It's your life.
Your life is at stake. Run and come and join them now. It's your life. I'm calling you now. Come. Don't stand there. Come. Come now. I'm waiting for you. It's your life. I know you are there. Don't play games with God. Come. It's your day. You may never get it like this again. It's your day. Come. I'm counting five. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Lift your hands, everyone. God bless you. God bless you. Lift your hands and pray. And mean the prayer. Yeah. Jesus is a savior. And he has made me also a savior of men. But my S is a small s. And after this prayer, your vision is that you will also be a savior. He has saved us so we can save. We are called the ambassadors of Christ. Lift your two hands and say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today.
I thank you for today.
Thank you for being interested in me.
Thank you for being interested in me.
I've gone very far from you.
I've gone very far from you.
I'm surprised you are still interested in me.
I'm surprised you are still interested in me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For bringing me to church.
For bringing me to church.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For speaking such words to me.
For speaking such words to me.
I've heard your voice.
I've heard your voice.
I've heard your word.
I've heard your word.
And today I lift my hands.
And I say,
Dear Jesus, you are my Savior.
You are my Savior.
I take you today.
I take you today
as my Savior.
As my Savior.
As my Master.
As my Master.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Please wash my sins.
Please wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
Cleanse my life.
Cleanse my life.
I'm dirty.
I'm dirty.
Use the blood of Jesus.
Use the blood of Jesus.
And wash me.
And wash me.
And make me clean.
And make me clean.
Today I declare.
Today I declare
that I am born again.
That I am born again.
I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the great salvation.
For the great salvation.
You have given me.
You have given me.
I will never leave you.
I will never leave you.
I will walk with you.
I will walk with you.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
And I too.
And I too.
Will become a savior.
Will become a savior.
Of men.
Of men.
One day.
One day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. What a
blessing. You see our pastors? Look at them. They are waving their hands. Look at the lady. Yes. God has prepared them to help you. You see, like we said, winning souls is not just proposing to a girl, or even saying to a girl, I love you. If I say, I love you, I've not married you. To marry you, hey, we must even quarrel before we marry. It's all part of the package. Do I know your mother? I can't say I married you. So there's a lot that must happen. Look at them again. There's a lot, and they will help you. They will help you to read a Bible, even to have a Bible, to pray, to come to church, to change your friends. All the things, they will help you. But in the end, you will also be a... What's your name? Lucky. Wow. One day you will be called Pastor Lucky. Do you believe it? So, I want you to come with me. Let's all go to them. They are going to take you. Yes. Take them. Keep clapping your hands. Let's welcome Bishop Kobe. Keep clapping.
Come on, let your hand clap be proper. Clap your hands properly. Those at the back, clap your hands properly. What a word.
after last night's preaching, I thought that I had heard my sermon of the weekend. I was hasty. Because today's message, I'm telling you. Yesterday, I spoke to somebody after the service, a businessman. He said, yesterday night, he said, that message, he said, Bishop, this message, I'm going to play it in my office over and over and over and over again. But I'm going to tell him that he should look for this one rather. I tell you, what a message. Clap your hands for the word that has come to us. This is not preaching, it's ministration. Be careful. It's not preaching, it's ministration. It's ministration. It's ministration. And I want to tell everybody who has been under the sound of Bishop's voice that your warning has been served to you. After today, you are without excuse. When you look at the scripture, it says that he was without excuse. Because here, today's preaching is yet another garment that you have been provided. Oh yes, you will be without excuse. Become a savior of men. Become a savior of men. Become a savior of men. So that one day when you stand before God, you will not be found wanting. I want you to clap your hands again. Bishop, thank you. God bless you for ministering to us. For preaching to us. I don't know how a pastor stands in front of a congregation like this, a crowd like this, and preaches such messages. I tell you, preaches such messages. We could easily have had a pastor who preaches nice things to us. Yeah, that would destroy us. But we thank God that he's given us a shepherd who tells us the truth. The truth. The truth. Some of you, today's message has pierced you. Rough. Oh, yes. And that is good for you. That is good for you. That you will put on the garment that you must put on. Good or bad. Whether we are good or bad. Put on our wedding garment and become savior. May you become a savior of men. May you be able to point to men in the church who are the result of your work, result of your pulling along, your following up, the result of your work. The result of your work. As Bishop was speaking, I decided to give up on somebody today, this morning. I decided that this person is okay. I've tried. As Bishop was preaching, I said, no. Let me go back to the assignment. So I'm going back to the assignment. Oh, yeah. Until the soul is established in the church, you don't stop. Bishop, God bless you. What a blessing. And I pray, these days, I pray. I don't know about you, but me. I pray that I will catch a teaching anointing that is upon his life. Yeah. Those of you are pastors in the front seats. Don't just listen to the preaching. Catch something. Well, take your communion this afternoon. Take the bread. Lift up the bread. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ. Say, this is the body of Jesus Christ.
This is the body of Jesus Christ.
Say, as I eat it, I receive power.
I receive power.
I receive strength.
I receive strength
to become a savior of men.
Become a savior of men.
Say, as I eat the body of Christ,
the body of Christ,
I receive strength.
I receive strength
to become a savior of men.
To become a savior,
like Jesus was a savior of men.
The body of Jesus.
The body of Jesus.
The cup of blessing that we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread that we break is the communion of
lift
the
up your
body
cup.
Of Christ.
Lift up your
oh,
cup.
This is the meat.
Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of Jesus Christ.
As I drink this blood,
as I drink this blood,
I receive power.
I receive power.
I receive strength.
I receive strength.
I receive enablement to become a savior of men.
To become a savior of men.
As you drink the blood of Jesus Christ, your mistakes are being erased.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it.
When I see the blood.
Lift up your two hands. Lift up your hands. Receive a blessing. And now, I declare that you are becoming a savior of men.
Amen.
You are turned around, Jesus, and you are set on a path to become a savior of men.
Yes.
Whatever was in Jesus Christ that made him a savior of men is coming into you.
Amen.
Is coming upon you.
Amen.
Is flowing into your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Receive strength to become a savior of men.
I receive it.
Receive anointing to become a savior of men.
I receive it.
Ah, yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Receive the appetite for souls. Shabbat in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And now I speak to your body.
Yes.
I speak to your body.
Jesus.
And I declare that sickness is removed from your body.
Amen.
One of the effects of the sacrifice of Christ is the removal of sickness.
Jesus.
I speak to your body and I command every pain, every malfunction to be corrected now. In the name of Jesus, I command the replacement of body parts.
Yes. Yes.
The replacement of body parts.
Jesus.
The replacement of, I command nerve endings, nerve
Jesus.
Ends to be replaced. Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command hearts to
Jesus.
Be replaced.
Amen.
Valves and
Jesus.
Hearts
Jesus.
To be replaced.
Amen.
I command knee joints to be repaired in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command the replacement of muscles that are weary and torn.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
I speak to swellings,
Jesus.
Inflammations,
Jesus.
Cancers,
Jesus.
Ah,
oh.
I speak to eyes. Somebody, the left eye, the left eye.
Yes,
I command
yes,
healing for your left
Amen.
Eye. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Waist pain. I speak to waist pain. I command it to be gone now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
By his stripes you are healed.
When I see the blood,
the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, it heals you. Any sickness that couldn't dwell in the body of Christ, today it is removed from your body. I override the diagnosis of doctors. I see a machine that is generating a result. I command that result to be reversed now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of
Jesus.
I see a doctor in a consulting room. He's writing a diagnosis. But suddenly he puts the pen down and he says, everything is okay. Get up and go. Everything is okay. I declare to you today that everything is okay. Everything is okay. Everything is okay in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing.
I receive it.
Receive your healing. Father, we thank you for the body and the blood of your son Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands for the Lord. Oh, your hand clap ought to be better. It ought to be better. And you may be seated.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.